888-212-2222.
That is the number. Talk Radio 790 KBC, Midday Live. Mike Catherwood, Dr. Drew. We are going to speak now to Aaron Cohen. He is a tactical law enforcement instructor, national security analyst, founder of Cherry's Covert Ops Apparel. Aaron, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you, Dr. Drew?
I'm good. Welcome back. So the question I have for you is, well, first of all, if you have any thoughts about who this guy would be, number one. And number two, if someone were to find themselves in these sorts of desperate situations, what is the best thing to do to survive it optimally?
Let me start by addressing the optimal survival plan or the extreme survival plan. I've heard for years, hunker down, wait for the police to come and sweep this campus. I say get out of there. From experience, I can tell you that a moving target is much harder to hit than a static target. So I would advise that to anybody who's listening, if you're trapped on a campus and there's a window and you can see the street, get out of there, move, get off the campus. The activity is happening on the campus. That's where the shooting is occurring. Get out of there as quickly as possible and just leave.
If you're stuck in a room with someone like this, is there an optimal strategy to getting away?
If you're stuck in a room with the actual shooter?
Yeah.
If you're stuck in the room with the actual shooter, my advice is to be as aggressive as possible and do everything that's possible to subdue the weapon and get as much aggression on the attacker. The reason why is because if you don't aggress the attacker, anytime you have a situation where you've got somebody attacking another person, one person is attacking and one person is being attacked. So the ideal or optimum situation is to do whatever you can with any means, any chairs, any tools, any tables, any backpacks, any books, anything that you can grab, and immediately turn the situation into an attack where you as the defender or the victim becomes the attacker. And that'll change the actual psychology of the attack. And now you're putting the attack onto them. And so now they're defending. So I would do everything that you can to subdue the weapon. And then attack the attacker as many or as much as possible, and then either get the weapon and then move away from the situation as quickly as possible. Because if you don't, the likelihood of getting killed or shot or killed is going to elevate exponentially. So the ideal situation is to attack using everybody in the room to jump on one of these guys to neutralize him as quickly as possible.
In a situation like this, Mr. Cohen, is the that kind of freeze response ever? A major problem?
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And that's a really smart question. What happens is most civilians who aren't trained, let's say like our soldiers who are overseas, will go into what we call a chemical dump. And that forces auditory exclusion. Your hearing starts to shut down. You go into what's called tunnel vision,